think about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there
brains
is
aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart.
We don't have any idea why
we're
doing
so smart.
Most of the things that we're doing.
But here's the deal.
I feel like I'm 17.
I'm going to mature.
Really,
feel like I'm
a
early
really
20s.
Tired
early
20s. 17-year-old.
Creaky 17-year-old, right.
I'm Art Markman.
I'm Bob Duke.
I'm Rebecca McEnroy. And this is Two Guys on Your Head. Today, the psychology of feeling age.
There is a question, right? Why are there roughly three generations? And that's an interesting question.
It is.
And there are a variety of reasons why having that additional generation around would be valuable, partly to assist with childcare. And then another is an institutional memory issue. Generations ago, if you were in a society that couldn't write down everything that had happened in the past and then go back and refer to it, having some people around who remembered things that had happened that only happen every 20 years or 30 years is valuable to have for a species that needs to exist in a particular information environment. But having any more institutional memory than that probably isn't useful because things change.
So, I love this story.
Well, of course, there are some interesting things about how long we in so-called first world societies get to stay around. I mean, sanitation and healthcare and the fact that, you know, we live much longer lives than our forebears, even, you know, several generations ago. I mean, it's amazing the length of this. But of course, with that, bodies wear out and joints get worn down and skin sags and arteries get clogged and stuff happens that typically wouldn't have happened in earlier iterations of our species.
Well, I think we've gotten a lot better at keeping people alive after stuff really starts to fall apart.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
But one of the things that's fascinating is that because mentally, if you remain relatively healthy, your mind from the inside isn't seeing all of the changes going on.
Yeah.
So you look at your arm, you go, wait, there are spots all over my, where did those come from? I'm way too young for that. Because you don't really feel that age, partly because you have memories of yourself as a younger person and partly because you still feel like you.
Yeah.
It's very hard mentally to keep up with
The new you.
The decline of the body as that begins to happen.
Yeah.
And so you don't reevaluate as quickly as long as you've remained relatively healthy.
Right.
But of course, part of what the mind does is the mind is very context dependent in what you remember. So we've talked about the fact that your mind is trying to help you to remember things that will help you in this particular situation. And so it uses everything in the context around you to help you figure out how to deal with that situation. And that context includes the information that's there, who you're talking to, what you're looking at, but it also includes things like how you feel in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you feel pretty good, you're much more likely to be thinking about other things that relate to situations in which you were feeling pretty good. And consequently, you're going to feel like a younger person. And if you feel lousy, then that calls to mind other situations in which you felt lousy, and it makes you feel older. And so the current state of your body also influences mentally where you're living at that moment.
Yeah. And, you know, what an interesting thing to consider about just physical health, right? If you're moving about the world, your body's in good shape, everything works, you pay no attention to your body, right? I mean, it's not even an issue because everything's working the way it's supposed to. It's when things go wrong and things that used to work stop working or don't work as well, that's when your attention shifts to aspects of your physical self in a way that, as Art was saying, now elicits memories of other debilitating moments, whether you had the flu or you broke a limb or whatever it happens to be. But again, it's a reminder of all of those negative experiences that you've had that are now quite, not because of your trying to recall them, but are called up quite on their own, that now sort of compound themselves to have you, as Art, you use the word, are bounded by all these recollections of ill health.
And that's why for healthy adults who look at the mirror. There's an incongruity between how you feel about your life and what stares back at you from the mirror, because you think, well, I'm not quite sure how that person came to be staring back at me, because I'm only 17 after all. But of course, another piece of the aging process that matters is you also have memories of stuff you used to be able to do.
Right.
And we all go through certain life passages in which not being able to do things is fine because we're leaving those behind. That's actually a rite of passage, right? There are certain things you're just going to stop doing because I'm too old for that now. But at some point, you stop doing certain things because you can't do them anymore.
Right.
Right? Where, you know, at 25, you might go out and play football with friends still. And at 50, you know, you're just less likely to do that. Because that turned ankle could probably bother you for the rest of your life. And so I think that there comes a time where you begin to look back on certain things in your life and think, I used to be able to do that.
Right.
And I really can't do that anymore. And that's a very difficult thing for people.
Yeah.
You know, because now you have to come to grips with the fact that your current reality consists of a less broad range of options than you had in the past. And this relates back to something we talked about a long time ago, which is regret. So one of the reasons why older people tend to regret things that they never did
when you had a chance,
right, as opposed to having regrets of commission, is because when you're younger, you figure, there's still time. And at some point, you begin to realize, you know what, I am past the age where this is really a legitimate option. And, you know, when that time comes, it's going to be different for different people, depending on what kind of shape you're in and the luck of the draw in terms of other elements of health. But at some point for everybody, you reach a point where there are just certain things that are off the table. And that also creates a feeling of age.
Yeah.
Next week, we'll talk about the psychology of hearing loss with Dr. Art Markman and Dr. Bob Duke. David Alvarez is our engineer, and I'm Rebecca McEnroy. I produce Two Guys on Your Head at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas.